And now we have Sandra Ann Tanasco with a special announcement.
Attention all band members. You have until Monday at 5 o'clock to bring in your community members questionnaire dealing with health and social service needs that you found in the last newsletter. If you did not get a copy of the questionnaire and would like one, there are copies available at the band office and at the KZ School. The $100 draw will take place at 5 o'clock on Monday, February 23rd at the band office. Remember to keep the draw number at the top right-hand corner of the questionnaire. The winning number will be announced on Sequoia Radio. Please drop off your questionnaires at the KZ School or at the band office. Don't forget, the deadline is on 5 o'clock Monday, February 23rd. Miigwech.
Thank you, Sandra Ann Tanasco.
Have as many as 60 workers on that contract. We've been averaging pretty close to 200 workers per year over the last 5 years with the contracts that we've been able to obtain. That's 200 plus the administrative staff that we have in our office. So on average, you're talking about 225 people, I guess.
Are all of the employees Cree?
No, they're not. The majority of them are. The if I'll use the contract as an example. In most of the Cree communities, we did the housing contracts there, where we built houses for the Cree people. And we built anywhere from 15 in one community up to 30. And in this case, the majority of the people working there were Crees. What happened was essentially the project supervisor was an engineer, and he was non-native. And then everybody from the foreman down to the laborer was Cree. So in that case, you may have had 45 men working on a particular contract where you'd only have one non-native. On the other hand, you may have another contract which is more technical in nature, say a contract where you do the maintenance, the town maintenance of Radisson, which is at LG2. There, the labor force is pretty well evenly divided between native and non-native people. There, I think at that contract, we have 24 people, so about half of them are non-native, who are electricians, plumbers, those type of people. And then we have the labor who are essentially Cree people. So it depends from contract to contract just how many Crees we have working and how many non-native people.
And who administers the company? Is it the Cree Regional Authority?
No, it has its own board of directors. There are 9 people on the board. 6 of the 9 people are Crees, and 3 are non-native businessmen. And there is an executive committee. The president is myself, and I'm a Cree, and the director general, or the general manager of the company, is a non-native engineer. And the day-to-day operations are pretty well run by the director general and the president, and they go to the board of directors for major decisions and to get direction from the board as to what the company should be doing or shouldn't be doing. And it basically, the board meets every other month, and there is also a small executive committee where it's pretty well all Cree people that sit on the executive committee, and the president and the general manager go to the executive committee for some decisions too.
Is the company currently involved in any projects, construction projects?
Yes, there are several that we are involved in. They are building a new transmission line all the way from LG2 right to the New England states. The Cree Construction has been given a contract to do a 300-mile section of that transmission line, and it's a major project. You're talking approximately $8 million contract. We have several ongoing contracts as well. The road that was built from Matagami, Quebec to LG2 and to Sesebi, the majority of that road is being maintained by the Cree Construction Company right now. There's also the maintenance of the airport at LG2 that the Cree Construction Company has. And there's also some operation and maintenance contracts on the work sites that the Hydro-Québec and the James Bay Energy Corporation started, such as Radisol and the Nemska substation. And these maintenance contracts are handled by Cree Construction Company. And then in the Cree communities, we have several housing or construction contracts. There's construction of band offices, schools, community clinics, hockey arenas, and houses. And Cree Construction doesn't have all of the work, but the majority of it is done by Cree Construction Company.
Is the Cree Construction Company going to get involved in any other projects in the future? If so, what type and where are these projects going to be?
Well, we're looking at several areas that we'd like to be involved in. One is road construction. There is a lot of forestry activity around the Val d'Or area and even in the Cree territory now. And there's a lot of access roads being constructed, and we'd like to be able to get into that field. The other area that we're looking at is the construction of community facilities, such as office buildings, apartment buildings, schools. These buildings are not that big, but they are a good size, and we think that we have the capability to get into that field. We also are looking more and more at some of the government facilities, government contracts. We're hoping that the governments will continue to build the things that are needed in the community, specifically airports, bridges, or seaports, rather. And these, we've been told, will be coming. We don't know when, but we hope to be able to be in a position to be able to get those type of contracts. There's also a lot of work coming up with Hydro-Québec if they intend to expand the James Bay Hydroelectric Project. We'd like to be able to be in a position to get some of those contracts. When that work will begin is up in the air right now, but we'd like to be able to say that we are capable of being able to do those type of contracts. And that's basically what we see in the future for the company.
Do you hire any native people other than Cree?
Yes, we do. We have hired Algonquin people from the Amos area. And in fact, we've even gone and hired non-status people or Métis. The majority of the time, though, the people that we have hired have been Crees. The reason the Cree Construction was created was to be able to get employment to the Crees, to get jobs to the Crees. And even though we have hired other Native people, there were still Crees that didn't get work from the Cree Construction Company in the Cree communities. There was a big brouhaha about that, and people were reminding us that, hey, you guys, the company was created for us. What are you doing hiring other people? But, there are times when we couldn't get Cree workers, we hired other Native people.
And what types of workers would your company be looking for?
Well, it really depends on the type of contract we get again. If you look at the latest contract that we just got from Hydro-Québec, one part of the contract is pretty well slashing and clearing of the corridor for the transmission line. So you just need laborers for that. The other part of the contract is to set up camps. Work camps, and you have to go in there and you have to set up generators and hook up all the buildings and so on and so forth, build a work camp. The other part about it is we also have to do a lot of land reparation, where when you come in through with a dozer and everything else in the springtime, you have to go back and backfill the burrows and the gravel pits and so on and so forth, do tree planting. So you need a lot of heavy equipment operators for those type of jobs. There's the other stuff too about what we refer to as environmental work, where it's the tree planting, or the reseeding of cleared areas where you try to grow grass and trees back again. This, it takes all kinds of people, so It really depends on the type of contract we end up with. And we don't get every contract we go after. We do get our share. And as I said, the type of people you need vary from contract to contract.
Are individual contracts handed out to Native people who own their own heavy equipment, such as trucks or skidders, etc.?
Yeah, we do work out subcontracts for those type of people. Although our equipment fleet is pretty complete itself, there are some jobs where we'll use independents, as we refer to them, especially things like, you know, gravel hauling and stuff like that, where we know that it would be much easier for us to subcontract out to individuals that do have dump trucks or even individuals that have backhoes and stuff like that. And we do that on occasion. We haven't done that kind of work for a couple of years now, though. There just hasn't been those type of works up in the territory. There are a few individuals in the Cree communities who own their own heavy equipment, and who we've gone to and said, well, listen, we have this contract to do 20 basements and so on and so forth, so we need somebody to haul the gravel. Can you do that for us? And we've done it.
If an independent or an individual with heavy equipment, such as a skidder or a bulldozer, was hired by your company, is the transportation cost of this heavy equipment covered by your company if he was hired, or is it the responsibility of the individual?
It basically would be the responsibility of the individual. The way we work it is that once we know that we want to subcontract a particular part of work that we require, let's say it's to haul gravel, we will contact the independents that we know, and we will say, well, how much do you want to be paid to haul gravel? And then, of course, we pick the least expensive. Now, then we tell them, well, it's your responsibility and at your cost to get your equipment from where you are to the work site. Okay? And some of the people build in that cost right into their price. So that's basically how we work it.
Right. Do Indian employees have to be members of OCQ or the Office of Quebec Construction, or do they have to be members of any other union?
Not necessarily. In the cases where the work is taking place right on a reserve, a lot of the Cree people just don't have their cards, their certificates, or union membership, and so on and so forth. In other cases, when it's outside the Cree community, say in the James Bay Territory, we do hire Cree who have full certification. Let's say if we're hiring heavy equipment operators, we will use the Crees that have their certificates, okay, but not necessarily members of a union. Okay, and in fact, there are times when some of the union people have gone to see the Cree workers and have asked them to join, and some of the guys have said yes, and some of them have said no. But we just don't consider that a guy has to be a member of a union to come and work for us. That's outside the Cree communities. And as far as the OCQ is concerned, well, they have their offices there, and they come and check on our workers and so on and so forth from time to time. We've had our share of run-ins with them and so on and so forth, but our relationship with them is not too bad. They understand the case regarding Native people, because some of them have not had formal training. A lot of what they know comes from practice, actually working with heavy equipment or whatever else they're working in. But there are some areas where we cannot use Crees unless they have their certificates. So in the Cree communities, basically nobody pays much attention to certificates and so on and so forth. Outside the Cree communities and in the James Bay Territory, we pretty well follow the OCQ regulations and the labor code and everything else.
Is your company, Cree Construction, currently looking for Native construction workers?
Right now? No. In fact, it won't be until probably April. It's usually March, April, and May that some of the summer work gets released. Okay, and right now we do have some work that we do over the wintertime. We don't expect any new contracts till probably sometime in April and May. It would be nice if we got some in March. And then at that time, once we know what type of contracts we have, that's when we start looking for workers.
If you're in Maniwaki, was interested in working for your company, how would you go about it?
Basically, we have an office down in